We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making it cool to be a conservative. I got a section here. I'm going to call this, it's part of the live free or die, but it's the stupid stuff that liberals say about guns. What's amazing to me is how they know how to fix the problem, but they don't even understand what the problem is. They don't even know what the working end of a firearm is. Which way do you point this thing? You know, you look at it and go, okay, if you're gonna claim to be an expert on something, maybe you ought to at least know a little something about that thing you're trying to be an expert on. Like Representative Louise Slaughter, a congresswoman from New York, who was giving an interview on local TV. She said the Second Amendment only protects the people who want all the guns they can have. The rest of us, we've got no Second Amendment. What are we supposed to do? Let that sink in. Apparently, you only have a Second Amendment if you own a gun. But if you don't own a gun, you got no rights? Okay. Anyway, let's keep moving this thing forward. There's another quote here. Where did it go? Who's this one from? This one is from your Commander-in-Chief, Joe Biden, who, when he was a senator, actually said, well, you know, my shotgun will do better for you than your AR-15 because you want to keep someone away from your house. You just fire a shotgun through the door. I really don't know how to just take that and parse it out a little bit. I don't think he knows anything about firearms just by the virtue of him making that statement. First of all, your shotgun may not even go through the door depending on what you have it loaded with. But then again, at the same time, you look at it and go, how is your shotgun going to wind up? Now, by the way, I'm a firm believer in having a shotgun for home defense. I'm good with that. I just saying, let's just go ahead and say, personally speaking, yes. And you cross-load it with a 30-aught buck and with slugs, and you're going to do some damage. Plus, there's the racking sound. The racking sound alone will terrorize somebody. So I'm a firm believer in a shotgun for home defense. But don't tell me that AR-15 won't go through the door, because that's exactly what he just said. The shotgun can go through the door, but the AR-15 cannot. K. How about this one? It's all about racism, just so you know. Sure it is. Actor Danny Glover, who, by the way, is one of the most racist guys in Hollywood. He says the Second Amendment comes from the right to protect themselves from slave revolts and from uprisings of Native Americans. A revolt from people whose land was stolen, or a vote from people whose land was stolen from. That's what the genesis of the Second Amendment is. So there you go. Had nothing to do with, you know, a tyrannical government oppressing people and them desiring to make sure they never were in that position again. Nothing like, you know, the British government making it harder to own firearms. Okay. How about, where'd it go? This one's interesting. It says Barbara Boxer. Diane Feinstein, who's no longer with us, who lived to be 173 before she passed away, but she served the entire time. She said, we have federal regulations and state laws that prohibit hunting ducks with more than 3 rounds, and yet it's legal to hunt humans with 15-round, 30-rounds, and even 150-round magazines. First of all, I'm not sure where it's legal to hunt humans, but if in fact that's true, I don't want to go there. But I also want to know who's out there legally hunting humans with 150-round magazines. Because I'm pretty sure that's not a thing. Now, I've seen some twin drums. Pretty rare, mind you. But a 150-round magazine, you'd be dragging that sucker on the ground. Give me that banana clip. Oh, that's a big banana. Yeah. 150-round magazine. Just, you know, scraping your knees as you're trying to fire. Where you legally hunt humans. What else have I got in here? Liberals say the craziest stuff. This one I don't even know what to do with. Democrat from Colorado, Representative Diana DeGette, who I think she was a 9-term lib out of Denver, and I believe she actually served in the state legislature. But she said this in an interview with the Denver Post, I believe it was. If you ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically over time because the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available. Because nobody's making new bullets. These are the people that don't want you to own a firearm. These are the people that want to make sure that you have an inability to exercise your Second Amendment right. And by the way, your Second Amendment right is not designed so that you can go out there and hunt humans. That's called murder. It's okay. There's other laws that take care of that. Your Second Amendment right is not so that you can, blast the AR-15 through the door willy-nilly. It's not. And it's certainly not built on racism. Why do I know that? Because black people own guns and they have the same rights. It's unreal. We'll talk about it more. Live Free or Die. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. Y'all, I'm talking about Alabama. Man, I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground across North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham region. They will see all ages. I like to say geriatric down to pediatric. They'll see them all. And they're open 7 days a week at every location. Y'all, this is who I use personally. It truly is. In fact, I was even talking to one of the docs over there this morning as I'm lining up all my old man testing that I got to do because it's that time, and just checking things out. And I get this great, incredible service from them. Every time I have gone over there, it's clean, professional, friendly. It just makes it so much easier. Southern Immediate Care. If you need medical attention, even on a Saturday, find the location nearest to you, head on down there, and Southern Immediate Care will take care of you. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, too. I would appreciate that. I got to jump on the phone lines because I see that we got Jeff Rowe from Indiana. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good, man. I just went through the Kentucky chicken coop, so I'm doing good.
The Kentucky chicken coop. Well, yep. Did you...
It kind of has eggs, though. I had to bring them home. I had to explain to Big Rig what a chicken coop was.
So you got you a jar... By the way, you sent us a picture the other day of a jar of pickled eggs. Do you really travel with a jar of pickled eggs?
Well, no. I took that home, put it in the refrigerator, and I've got about 3 or 4 of them in a plastic bag here.
Okay.
Take with me every day.
I was just trying to imagine you riding down the road, dipping your hand down in the giant jar of pickled eggs, and I thought, that's just awful.
No, that's what they make forks for. You don't stick your greasy old dirty hands down the jar, man. What's the matter with you?
I don't know, man. You pickle pig's feet and pickle egg eaters. I have no idea what y'all do.
I sent you a picture of some pickled pig lips. It's a good thing I don't eat those things.
You know, I've heard it said that on a pig, you can eat everything but the oink.
Yeah, I believe so.
What's on your mind, man? What do you think about this Second Amendment stuff?
Hey, the First Amendment says that, Congress shall not make any laws, abridging, your freedoms of speech and assembly and everything.
Right.
But it doesn't say that states can't. I think we should do what they do with the Second Amendment to a liberal speech. I think we should ban liberal speech because it's more dangerous than any AK-47 I know of. Look what it's did to this country so far.
Well, you forgot the whole 10th Amendment thing that says that the states have a sovereign right to enact their own laws to the extent that they don't contravene federal law. And I'm pretty sure violating a constitutional right would not fly.
Well, no. Well, they do it all the time. The Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and any gun law or any law that knives, crossbows, bombs, battleships, helicopter, gunships, they're armed. I'm serious. I mean, they are armed at the time of the writing of the Second Amendment. Everything that they had back then for military use was not banned.
So I want to go back and forth to work flying in a little bird with miniguns mounted on the side. That'd be awesome.
Oh, Wouldn't that be cool?
just clearing traffic. Just clearing traffic the whole way. Well,
you're so, hunting.
Exactly. Hunting. I'm doing what is it? Dianne Feinstein said, hunting people with my 150-round magazine.
Yeah. I don't think she could have packed a 150-round mag.
she had no idea what she was even saying. But, you know, I've got a story here I'm about to jump into, too. The other thing they're working on is what they, you know, they're trying to get around the name now, but they're still called red flag laws. And that's where they basically decide in advance that you're a danger to yourself or others and that you therefore can abdicate your Second Amendment rights.
Well, can't we have red flag laws against the speech then?
I'm for that.
What if somebody's out there saying something that's completely crazy? I think Joe Biden should be red flagged all the time. Everything he says is detrimental to the United States.
By the way, I've heard my monologue earlier. Did you hear what he said at the commencement address this past weekend at Morehouse College? Told them that because of the color of their skin, that their own country doesn't love them.
Yeah, if you're black, you have no hope. And if you keep voting for Joe Biden, then I don't care what color you are, you have no hope.
Unreal. All right, where are you at on the road right now, brother?
I'm at Franklin, Kentucky at the Pilot Truck Stop getting ready to fuel this baby up with about $500 of fuel.
All right, man. Well, be safe on the road.
All right, buddy. You have a good one.
We'll see you. I had a text. It was an epic text from Brad from Laredo, Tennessee. He says, I hunt humans all the time with my AR-47 81-round banana drum clip with laser finder. And he says, I'm a professional keyboard assassin.
With nice.
Laughing emojis. Yeah, no doubt. John from Harvest says, the right to defend oneself is self-evident. When danger is imminent and seconds count, the police are only minutes away. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, danger is imminent, but the police are still minutes away. You're exactly right. Hank from Florence, Alabama says, why not just outlaw committing a crime with a gun? That should fix it. You know, that's just too novel of an idea. Yeah, we can't go there. We have to get rid of the gun itself. Ken from Harvest says, to be clear, President Biden is only opposed to Americans owning guns. He gave hundreds of thousands of guns, including automatic weapons, to the Afghans. Yes, he did. And then you can also look at what happened during the Obama-Biden administration with guns being sent down to the drug cartels. Yeah. Was it Operation Fast and Furious? That's still amazing to me. Joe from Elkmont says, Caitlin Bennett has some hilarious YouTube videos where she trolls anti-gun women by explaining absurd ways to convert an AR to full auto. She's great. I've seen Caitlin Bennett stuff. She is pretty funny. Now she made her name by going viral at her college graduation with her having an AR-15 strapped to her back. Y'all are saying all these wrong names, and it's now got me jumping into the wrong name. I want to get my AR-72 and get out there and shoot some of that 5.57 round. That's what I want to do. Get bullets.
That just sounds goofy.
It does sound goofy. It's because it is goofy. Jeff from Green Hill says, it's been said before, if the government says you don't need a gun, then you need a gun. Wow. You know what? That's not even funny. Jay from Hartsell says, they think banning guns will protect human life. I wonder how many people die from gun violence compared to the babies killed by abortion. There is zero comparison, brother. Like, zero comparison. Dwayne from Hartsell, it's not gun control, it's citizen control. I think he just nailed that one. Can you give him some applause on that one? That was pretty good, actually. It's not gun control. It's citizen control. There you have it. Barry from Fultondale sent me an article about Ukraine. Thank you, Barry. I appreciate that. And then David from Hazel Green says, one of the most definitive descriptions of guns and of a gun and its power are described in the opening scenes of the movie Colt 45 from 1950, starring Randolph Scott, where it said, quote, a gun, like any other source of power, is a force for either good or evil, being neither in itself but dependent upon those who possess it. Okay, that just earned like a spot on a bumper sticker or a t-shirt at some point. What a great quote. Dustin, thank you for that. Appreciate that. That's the second round of applause. I hate to do it, but we got to do two in a row. That's too good. Look back into movie history. Last one I'll take before I jump back into some. Well, no, I got two. Let's see. Yeah, Ask Australia, says Mike from ARAB. Ask Australia how gun confiscation is going. Yeah. Used to be. I mean, speaking of which, Australia. the continent where everything on that continent wants to kill you. Literally.
I heard that.
And they took away guns. That I don't get it. Crocodile Dundee would never let it happen. Glenn from Bluntsville says, all right, going to test out your pig squeal theory. I didn't get a squeal, but I did get pigtails. I'm going to cook them down for the... That's just wrong. Just stop talking to me, Glenn. Stop talking to me right now. That is not meant to be eaten. I'm just sorry. Hey, let me jump on a couple of these stories I've got. Let me find a short one. I'll do this one first. Story that I actually pulled off the NRA website. There's a lot of things that happen that fly under the radar, but the NRA gathers them up and makes sure you know. So Pima County, Arizona. By the way, I did not realize how liberal Arizona was until the last few years. But Pima County, Arizona is now planning to slap, this is a story that came out May 15th, like 5 days ago, $1,000 fines on residents who fail to report a lost or stolen firearm to the government within 2 days. So you're the victim of the crime. Your gun is stolen. If you don't know it's been stolen, let's say somebody breaks into your house, you don't even realize they've stolen that pistol. But if you don't report that firearm within 2 days, you're going to be facing a $1,000 fine. You're the victim of the crime, a stolen or lost firearm. So how does this work exactly? Well, the Goldwater Institute has filed a lawsuit on behalf of Air Force veteran Chris King to try and stop the enforcement of the fines. But yeah, under the ordinance, it says lawful gun owners who have their firearms stolen will be forced to be victimized a second time by the county if they don't report the loss quickly enough. That, in essence, is punishing the victim for the theft. This is the kind of stuff they're doing. It even at the, that's a county commission right there. That's where they are trying it at every level. They'll try it at the dog catcher level if they can. I'm just saying it's nuts. Liberals are finding every opportunity they can to make this happen. How about this one? Story. Fox News dated 2 days ago. Blue state customers are flocking to an Idaho gun store to find a little bit of freedom, says the owner. So yeah, there's a store called the North Idaho Arms. Idaho's a beautiful state, by the way. North Idaho Arms. But Brian, the owner, Brian Zielinski, says he expected that parking lot to fill up with cars here pretty soon. Most customers only travel 30 minutes or so from Washington's eastern cities. So Washington State has some major fire gun control laws. It says Zielinski says some of his customers make a five-hour drive from Seattle just to buy magazines and other accessories that have been outlawed in their state. He says we're seeing people wanting to make the drive solely just to experience a little bit of freedom, the freedom they lost in Washington State. Zielinski himself was a lifelong Washingtonian until last June. He managed a large gun store in Bellevue, Washington. He advocated against the state's increasingly restrictive gun control laws to no avail, so he moved his family to North Idaho. He says some of the most restrictive gun control in the United States is now in Western Washington, and it all happened in the space of less than 3 years. So you've got folks that are literally driving hours to a neighboring state. Why? Because they can. And because even when you put the most draconian gun control laws in place, it does not suppress people's love for firearms and the ability to exercise their Second Amendment rights. And so you're looking at a guy right now who says that some of his most ardent customers are the ones coming out of the blue states just to find what he calls a little bit of freedom. All right, we'll take a break right now. Last break of the day. We'll come right back and wrap this thing up. You got any more texting you want to do? It's 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, I got to remind you guys, we have a brand new podcast which streams on our website. It's a video podcast. I have a new episode every single week. It's called The Right Philosophy. You go to the www.rightsideradio.org. That's our website, rightsideradio.org. And click on the podcast tab. You'll find links to all the podcasts for the shows themselves, because every single day after we finish up, Big Rig takes the show, breaks it all down, cleans up the audio, takes out the ads, and puts it up there in podcast form. So you can always stream the show again, or pick up a piece you missed, or send it to a friend or whatever. But then right next to the link for the radio podcast, you'll also find The Right Philosophy. New episode comes out every Wednesday. Just recorded another one. It's in production right now, and it will come out this Wednesday. But right now, I believe there are 6 episodes currently there. Picture the style of Light My Monologue, but this is video style. I'm filming it at my personal study at home. And, you know, lots of my memorabilia on the shelves and things all around me that just make up Phil's world. But the Right Philosophy podcast, love for you to check it out and tell your friends. It would mean a lot. Okay, let me jump on in here and pick up a couple more texts. So Raven for Russellville says, there are 4 boxes of freedom. There's a soapbox, the jury box, the ballot box, and the cartridge box. He says, I pray we never have to use number 4 in this country again against a tyrannical government. Once was enough in 1776. Dang, Raven, that's a good text, man. Thank you, brother. What else we got here? Glenn from Bluntsville. He's determined for me to know more about pig eating. He says, seriously, it's extra protein. I'm not eating it. Not that hungry yet. Just unless Biden gets reelected, it may be on the menu. Wow. Yeah. What else we got? I got one metal man, Josh from Elkmont says, what about the time that Obama was talking about outlawing ammo? Yeah, Biden's tried, but I'll tell you what they've done in Seattle. Just so you know, in Seattle, they now charge you a tax per round. I kid you not. It's a bullet tax. I want to say it's upwards of 5 cents per bullet tax. You buy a box of 20 rounds, you just spend $1 extra just to pay tax for them to, you know, try to suppress your ability to, you know, to buy what you need for your Second Amendment rights. It's unreal. Unreal. Hey, I will tell you this too. Story on the AP dated, 2.5 weeks ago. A bill to ban the sale and transfer of semi-automatic firearms because, you know, semi-automatic makes them more dangerous because, you know, trajectory and bullets and things or, you know, stuff. Because have they ever fired a revolver? Do they have any idea that you can fire a revolver as fast as you can fire a semi-automatic? And if you really want to get down to it, you can reload that bad boy pretty quick too. But it says a Democrat-controlled legislature in Colorado, this is our state legislature, was attempting to pass a slew of gun control bills, and they failed. Some common sense prevailed. It says the Western state has a deep history with firearms. They've also had some mass shootings, Columbine being one. But the Colorado House passed a ban in a historic first. What proponents saw as a tremendous achievement, but it was swiftly nixed by Senate Democrats, by the Senate. So, yeah, it's a blue shift out there. The politics are pretty blue in Colorado, which I just never saw that coming back in the day. But successful gun control measures have been passing out there. They almost passed this year a ban on semi-automatic firearms. Okay, we'll just go full automatic. That sounds good. What we got? Are the grades in? Oh, the grades are in. Let me grab that for real quick. John from Huntsville. Phil and April both get an A double plus for their equally amazing performances. However, today's winner is obviously Big Rig with an A triple plus because I have a rule that each jackassery sound effect earns at least 2 extra credit points. Somewhere he actually has a score sheet, brother. I think he's actually tallying up for you every time you do a sound effect. He says, but because Big Rig hit that sound effect button so fast and right on the money every single time, I gave him 5 extra credit points. Congratulations. Also, I want to say that pig brains are delicious. John, you were doing so well there. We almost had to deduct points for you for saying that. Hit him some applause on that, man. Just go right ahead. We're going to have an event someday, and I'm going to call the roll, and people are going to get to meet some of these names and personalities that have become part of the fabric of the show. Man, I'm telling you right now, we love this audience. There is no other reason to do what we do except for y'all. We could sit here and just, you know, talk into a can, they like to say, but what good would it do? You guys make it all worthwhile, and we appreciate you more than you could possibly know. So, hey, listen, we're back here tomorrow at 2. Y'all have an amazing night. We'll see you then.